Hi, and welcome to the Different States of Mind podcast
with your hosts, Kara Brown and Katie Afey.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Wow. It's been a fat minute.
It's been some time.
Like, since we should have, like, sat and recorded.
Mm-hmm.
When even?
The last one was March 10th. I know, because we said it.
And it's my mom's birthday.
Yeah.
It's April 4th now.
Mm-hmm. The episode from March 10th did go up yesterday.
Last night.
So,
kind of perfect timing, though.
Yeah. We did that on purpose.
We did that on purpose. Also, I'm so confused, because I definitely looked up, like, when the Oscars were.
Mm-hmm.
Or not the Oscars. The Grammys. Right before we recorded that episode, and for some reason I saw something that said it was, like, in May.
Oh.
Or maybe I was just really confused. Like, I thought that it was going to be way later. I didn't realize they were back-to-back. I don't know. I just remember in my head I was like, oh, the Grammys aren't really coming up, but the Oscars are, but they were 1 week apart.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
I don't know. Maybe you saw April and you're just like, that's late.
Yeah. It felt like it would be in a while, but.
Yeah. March kind of flew.
March flew by, which, I don't know. March is a decent month.
She's nothing special.
She's nothing special.
No.
The only thing special is Tree's birthday, respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, girl. But speaking of the Oscars, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Yes. Yes, he did. That, something about it.
I, like, was so confused. I remember I saw, we have, like, I don't know if I've ever once mentioned this, but I'm in a service sorority, and we have, like, a massive group chat, and I normally do not read any of the messages, but I just was, like, glancing, and I saw someone say, like, what just happened? Like, he, like, went up and, like, slapped him and all this stuff, and I was just like, what is going on? And then I think someone sent me a Twitter video, and I watched, and I was just so confused, and I don't know.
Yeah. I, like, well, when I first saw it, I thought, because I wasn't watching the Oscars, I just saw it, like, on TikTok, I thought it was some kind of, like, bit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a joke. But then, like, I kept seeing more clips of it, and I was like, oh, like, this is really not a joke at all. I am so confused. Like, I know, like, his motive, like, why he did it, but I don't understand why he did it.
Yeah, like, why would he, like, I don't even know. Also, I have one thing to say. My actor of the year would simply never. You would never see Andrew Garfield walking up there slapping someone on the stage. Anyways, I, like, just don't understand why he thought, like, that was a good idea.
No.
Respectfully.
And, like,
it's had so many repercussions for him, too, unfortunately.
It's not professional.
No.
Like, I don't know. It was just, like, it was not a good look on him.
Yeah.
It was also, I was watching this YouTube video, and it was this guy, like, just doing straight commentary on just the slap.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, it's even more embarrassing for Will Smith, because, like, Chris Rock takes it. Like, his feet, like, don't even really move. He just, like, takes it, and he's good, and he's just like, what? I was like, that's so true.
I was watching the SNL Weekend Update, and it was talking about the slap, and it was talking about how, like, Chris Rock just is, like, standing there smiling as an angry Will Smith is, like, charging him, and like, he doesn't move or anything. Like, the whole thing was just so funny.
I just don't think he could have expected the, like,
no.
That was what was about to go down.
And then he thought it was, like, gonna be, like, genuine. I also just wondered, I don't know if anything's come out about this, I really haven't, like, kept up to date with it, but just, like, if Chris Rock even wrote that joke. Because there's so many writers for, like, award shows and things like that. Like, it may not have even been his joke. It may have been. They may have, like, found that out or something, but
yeah. It's, I don't know. I, like, yeah, stand up for your woman or whatever, but, like, at the same time, it just did, it was poor.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a good look. And, like, just at the Oscars, to go up and slap the host.
Yeah.
And then scream expletives. Made for great TV.
Oh, yeah. And then the fact that he won.
Yeah.
Actor of the Year. Like, and that's just, like, sad, because it's, like, you can't even appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole, like, it was his first Oscar. It was 91 of his first Oscar, and that's how he, it's just, like, it's sad that that's yeah. what shook down. I mean, like, defend your wife, dude, but I got some questions about yeah. the way you chose to.
He also was laughing. Yeah. Like, at the beginning of the clip.
Yeah.
So, I feel like she must had to have said something about it or something for him to, like, flip like that, where he...
Yeah.
So mad that he slapped. Yeah. But did you watch the Grammys at all last night?
I did not. I don't have... Cable was doing homework.
Oh, rant.
I may have cable. I was doing homework,
though. Have you seen any, like, stuff...
I saw that Silk Sonic won all four awards that they were nominated for. I was trying to look up their performance, but it's not posted to YouTube yet.
Oh.
Did you watch it on YouTube?
Luke did.
I couldn't
find Or, it. I guess I can't confirm that he watched it on YouTube. He watched it afterwards.
But.
I found, on a Japanese YouTube channel, the performance.
Oh. So. Maybe I should look harder.
Yeah.
But. And then Olivia Rodrigo got Best New Artist.
Mm-hmm.
What were the other wins?
Jon Batiste won for Album of the Year.
Okay. I feel like I mentioned that could possibly happen.
Yeah, you, like, murmured it.
Okay.
So, like...
He's coming to Roots and Blues.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's kind of lit.
Yeah, I'm literally so hyped.
Chris Stapleton won, like, 3 Grammys. My king. He won Best Country Album. Song of the Year was Leave the Door Open. I think I stopped watching before Record of the Year was announced.
That was also Leave the Door Open, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because they were nominated for both.
Interesting. I feel like...
boring if it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I say that because in my head they're the same award.
Yeah.
But technically they're different.
Yeah.
So
and then what else did Olivia Rodrigo win? Because I saw that
Best
she had
pop
like,
vocal album, okay. Best New Artist, and I just read our friend Connor's tweet about her wins. I don't remember the other one. But I was dead, though, at the performances because Silk Sonic opened the show. Next performance was Olivia Rodrigo. Right after that, J Balvin performs. Right after that, BTS performs. I was like,
really
did I handpick this lineup? And I texted our friend Connor. I go, I don't know if I'm just really basic or if the Grammys is trying to appeal directly to me.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, I think so.
Did see Dua Lipa's appearance.
Oh, yeah. Appearance,
attire, the way she looked, stunning, phenomenal. Which, speaking of.
Yes.
Since
oh
we
my
filmed
God.
The last episode, we saw Dua Lipa.
We did.
It was
that. I
a
can't
time.
Believe that. It's our last episode.
Yeah, that was
oh my gosh.
That was the week after.
Yeah.
Part of the reason why we couldn't film an episode or upload.
Yes. That, it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
We had like, our seats were pretty high up and Katie and I were like ready to party.
Yeah.
And on either side of us, and honestly in front of us for several rows, no one else was ready to party.
No.
But especially the people who were sitting next to me, they had to have been, like, 60.
We were just really confused.
Why were they there?
Yeah.
And they did not seem to be enjoying it, even. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But the opener was Megan Thee Stallion, who is an absolute queen. However, I will say her performance was interesting because she rapped maybe half the time. The other half was just her twerking.
Yeah.
And I know the people next to me weren't into that.
No.
Those poor kings.
It was really funny because we were, like, up dancing, doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just the only people that were on our level were, like, the middle school or high school girls behind us.
Yeah.
Which checked out. At least they were vibing, you know. But it was just, I don't understand why people go to concerts and, like, don't get up.
No.
And, like, move.
I was really confused by their vibe. And then I was just, like, also trying to not shake my booty in the old man's face who was sitting next to me. So that was kind of tough.
I thought you should have.
I, you know, I should have, but I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Dua Lipa was absolutely incredible, though. And she's gotten, like, memed in the past for being such a poor performer.
Mm-hmm.
And bullying worked in this scenario.
Yes.
Because girl was such an exquisite performer.
Yes. The show was really good.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable. Long ride. Lots of driving.
Yeah. It was in Tulsa, Oklahoma that we went.
Yes. And that, it was a long drive.
Yeah.
That was a long day. We didn't, because we stopped at my house and, like, slept there. And we didn't get there until, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So it was a late eve.
The next day I saw someone that was from Tulsa. And I, like, mentioned, like, oh, like, I was, like, at your hometown. And they're, like, yesterday. And they were, like, why are you here today? I was, like, you know, just vibes.
I was, like, I'm asking myself the same thing.
Yeah.
No, but that was really fun. Second ever concert. Done for me.
In the book.
Yeah.
Super pumped.
I will say, no tea to the Joe Bros. I do think I enjoy Dua Lipa more. But it'd be like that sometimes.
I feel like it's hard to compare them.
They were very different.
Yeah.
And, like,
also the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Super different.
Mm-hmm.
But
I know all of Dua Lipa's songs, which I knew most of the Jonas Brothers songs, mm-hmm. but I didn't know all of them.
Gotcha.
One other thing, we haven't talked about at all because we haven't recorded since the beginning of the event. So March Madness.
I was like, what the heck are you talking about?
March Madness.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Is ending tonight. And we made a bracket, kind of. I didn't make the bracket.
Okay, look,
explain yourself, Katie.
I'm gonna put some of this on my friend Justin, because I did it. Well, no, first and foremost, I'm gonna put all of it entirely on Luke and Chase.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting so texts about filling out a March Madness bracket, and how important it is, and I, like, filled out the one that I thought I was supposed to. The only one that I had any sort of link or access to. Mm-hmm. And then I'm getting other texts saying it's the DSOM bracket is still not in. And I'm like, what the heck is the referral? And this is in reference to, is what I should have said. And so then I'm, like, walking to the library or something. No, I'm walking to my class on Thursday morning. This is the Thursday of the Dua Lipa concert. Yes.
Yes.
And Kara's, like, texting me, and she's like, you gotta get it in before 11, and I was like, I don't have it, and so then she sends it to me, and I'm in class from 9:30 to 12:15, so I don't have the most time to sit and really ponder these things,
mm-hmm.
so I'm sitting next to my friend Justin, we got about 5 minutes before class starts, and he's like, oh, I'm in this bracket too, and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna, like, pick, and, like, I want you to tell me, like, your thoughts on some of my picks. And this was the bracket that I chose to, like, do some things that I hadn't done in my other brackets.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the things in my other brackets worked either, but this one specifically got the ice cube right next to it for how cold the bracket was very fast. I got some texts. I got some texts from people that weren't even in the bracket pool that got it, and they were like, last place, this is trash.
Yeah. And that morning, so, well, actually, the evening before, Katie was like, I'll do it in the evening. So I'm texting our friend Luke, and I'm like, Katie says she's getting it in tonight. And then I wake up the next morning.
Oh, it was also, may I preface, the day before I was at KMU from 1 to 11.
Yes.
And had homework that I had to do when I got back also.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't blame you for any of this.
No.
This is all Chase and Luke. But I get a text the next morning, bracket's still not in. And I was like, okay. So I text Katie, I'm like, girl, bracket's not in. And she goes, yes, I turned it in last night. And I was like, no. Like, you didn't. And then I'm listening to Cup of Brow, which is their show that they do and, like, what this is for. Mm-hmm. They're, like, running through everyone who's in this. They get to the very end, and Luke goes, well, there also might be a podcast. And I was like, oh, tough. And I text him. I'm like, I swear we're getting it in. I promise it's coming.
I just was simply, I was just confused.
Yeah.
That's all.
All I heard from that whole thing was Justin sabotaged our bracket
because he wanted, who's won that one?
Oh, Connor.
Really? Did he, like...
Connor? So, Connor is the only... Well, they are like, Connor is the only non-sports show in it. What do you consider us? I guess we're...
Someone literally asked me one time if DSOM, they were like... What did they say? I don't even remember. They were like, what sports do you talk about? And I was like, we are not a sports podcast.
Yeah. No, that's so funny. And then you're like, but also... Football, basketball.
We do discuss it.
Yeah, we do. We do. Sometimes. But, yeah, Connor won, and then another show got second. And then last time I checked, good old, the gold standard was in third place. So.
Let's see. I want to look up the... The fact that just two of my brackets have the... Ice Cube next to it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we didn't get any points after the first round. So.
I don't know how I did such a bad job.
Someone was, like, asking me about that bracket. And I was like, that didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Lord. Looking at it, it's so bad. Okay, I had 4 teams made it to the Sweet 16.
Okay.
So, that was really good. Where the heck, which was this called? Bowl Mania Redemption?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Yes, it went Musical Roller Coaster, Unfiltered, The Gold Standard, Box to Box, P-Box, Penalty Box, Cup mm-hmm. of Bro, Starting Left Bunch, Unwritten Rule, Overthrow, Rough Draft. Yeah, it's tough.
So, we might as well have not joined the bracket pool.
Yeah, I could have just set that one up.
Yeah. But we threw our hat in the ring, and it's okay.
It is okay.
My goal was to beat Cup of Bro in their own thing, mm-hmm. and I did with my other show. So, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. I feel like... This was just a single effort of lacking on my on my court. But it's okay.
It's fine.
One year I'll get a good March Madness bracket in. Mm-hmm. At least this year, all four of my final four teams were not kicked out in the first round.
Yeah, that is nice.
Big dubs.
Mm-hmm. I felt like in my other brackets I was doing well mm-hmm. for a little bit. And then, was it the Elite Eight when everyone got upset? Or was it the Sweet 16?
May have been the Sweet 16, because I know Arizona got upset, I think, in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, there was, I think both the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight were really bad for me. And I just watched my teams, like, tumble one by one.
It was really bad for me when Kentucky lost, because I had them going so far and so far in my brackets. And then when Arizona lost, I was absolutely gutted, because
yeah.
nothing was okay.
Gonzaga and Arizona, I was like, okay, well, they were my final two in every bracket I made, so I was donezo.
Yeah. I don't think I had Gonzaga going super far in a lot of them. Because I just didn't, I don't ever feel it with them.
Yeah. I always pick bad upsets. Like, I'm never correct on my upsets. So yeah. That was my issue.
One of my, I did pick in one of my brackets that Richmond would upset.
I feel like it was Iowa.
Perhaps.
I will say, I picked a lot based on our friends' biases. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it worked out.
Yeah.
Sometimes my friends from who root for Iowa and Wisconsin, it did not help out.
I knew I should not have taken Wisconsin. Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure, is in our Final Four, in the Final
really?
Four, the DeSant one. And I don't know what on God's green earth possessed me to do that, because I was like, I know this will not happen. But alas.
I wasn't even feeling good about Wisconsin. I was just like, our friend likes Wisconsin. I'll take him. UCLA didn't do me super dirty, and I picked against USC in the opening.
Gotcha.
And that helped. But it was all for nothing because I took Wisconsin too far. And I had Iowa going too far. Ugh. It was rough. It was brutal.
It's brutal out here.
It was. It literally was. Anyways.
I'm really excited to hear what our topic is. I don't remember.
Oh. You're in for a treat.
I'm very excited.
Oh my god. You're gonna have to stick with me here big time.
Okay.
This is going to be maybe the worst transition we've ever done.
Okay.
And it's convoluted. So just, there's steps and I need you to stay with me.
Okay.
Okay. So we were just talking about March Madness. Mm-hmm. Tonight is the championship game.
Yes.
Of March Madness. One of the teams in said championship game is the University of North Carolina. The University of North Carolina is on the East Coast. What is the East Coast border?
The ocean!
The ocean!
That's what we're talking about! Why didn't think we were talking about spring?
Spring? I don't know.
I have no idea. Like, that's what I was really preparing myself for. I really didn't know we were talking about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, you asked what the East Coast border, and I was straight up going to say Mexico.
It does not in any way do that.
No, it does
so,
not.
So, that's so cute. Okay, my first question for you is, in your hometown, how far do you live from the ocean?
2 hours?
Okay. And the Atlantic Ocean, we should say.
Yes. No, it's 2 hours from the Pacific.
Yeah. And how far are you from the Pacific Ocean? Probably several days.
Yeah.
Like, probably three.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Katie lives very close to the ocean. I am just about as landlocked as you can get here in these United States.
Yeah.
I'd say to the closest point where you could access the ocean from my home, it's probably 10 hours.
10 hours.
And that's if you consider the Gulf of Mexico the ocean. If you don't, it's probably, 14, I think. So it's a ways.
Yeah, that is a ways. There's no day trip there.
No, there is not. That is why we are lake people.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually why there's so many lakes in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Because we're so far from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
There had to be something for us.
Mm-hmm. We have lakes and oceans, so that's why.
We have lakes and oceans. So, when was the first time you went to the ocean, and what do you remember about it?
Absolutely nothing, because I was an infant.
Well.
I don't even know the first time that I went to the ocean. I know that I have a photograph. This may not have even been the first time, because my family goes to the beach a lot. I'd say it was probably one. We probably went the year after I was... Actually, no, I think we may have gone... I think we went... Mom, correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. But I'm pretty sure we went the year that 9/11 happened. like, that summer after 9/11. Why would we have gone after? Now I'm confused. Or maybe we just went the year after. So but I'm a June baby. Yeah. I don't know.
So it was either right after you were born.
Yeah.
Or right after you turned one.
Yeah. Or both of those are lies. But for some reason in my head, I feel like some beach trip happened in 2001. But I could be so wrong. Maybe I'm thinking about, like, them going when Joey was a baby. I really don't know. But anyways, my family goes to the beach, like, every year. And we've been going since I was a child.
What's the first ocean trip you remember?
Also a great question. Probably when I was, like, I remember going to Key West when I was, like, I think I was four or five. And that's not normally the ocean that we go to. That's also, like, the Gulf, isn't it?
Well,
no.
It's, like,
it's near Cuba.
Yeah, I think that's the Atlantic. It's, like, it kind of border, like, the Gulf and the Atlantic.
Yeah. I remember something there, but I'm going to give you an answer that I think is better. I think around seven, I remember a trip with my mom's side of the family. Notable things. I loved being tossed up into the air, like, into the water. And my cousin and I one time, all my cousins are a lot older than me on that side. So I think he was in his 20s, maybe. And I was, like, seven, and he was tossing me up in the air, and I was having a grand old time. And then he goes to pick me up. I may have told this story before. He goes to pick me up and toss me, and then he holds back because he goes, oh, a stingray was about 1 foot from us, and he goes, we need to get out. And he straight up almost threw me on top of the stingray. Imagine.
Picture this.
I die because I'm thrown on top of a... Oh, no, that sounds awful. And then I think we also ate at Planet Hollywood, and we'd always go mini golfing. Neither of those things are ocean related, but the stingray one was.
Nice. Okay. The first time I went to the ocean, I was seven, and my family took a little Thanksgiving trip to Florida, and we went to, like, all the little Florida Orlando type things, and then we also went to the beach, and that was my first time seeing the ocean. I don't remember a lot about it. Actually, when I was home for Christmas break, I watched home videos, and there were home videos of us, like, the first time we were at the beach, and it was November, so it wasn't the most beachiest of weather. Did that hold back a seven-year-old? Not particularly, but I'm pretty sure, yeah. My family has, like, a big black and white photo of me and Ruthie during that trip, like, holding hands, standing in the water, but I'm just wearing, like, capris, like, cargo capris. Yeah. So it's not the most beachy thing you've ever seen, but that was the first time I had been to the ocean.
And it was, where in Florida? Because were you on the Gulf, or were you on the Atlantic?
No, we were on the Atlantic side. Yeah. I don't think Orlando, like, borders the ocean, though. So we had to have driven somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't tell you where. Because I was seven. I didn't plan the trip. Okay. Next question. Are you a big fan of the ocean?
Yes. Well, when you say that, do you mean, like, every aspect of it? Like, do you mean, like, being in it, visiting it, just thinking about
it? When I wrote the question, my intent was for the response to be about you being there. In it as well,
but yes. Like, yes, I love the ocean.
Okay.
I love listening to the waves. I think that is one of the best sounds ever. I could just sit and listen to the waves. or sit and have my feet touch the waves. Mm-hmm. I also absolutely love playing in the waves. I do get to points when I get too much in my head and I'm like, something is going to come eat me. Mm-hmm. Gotta hop out of the waves for a little bit, regroup, go back in the waves.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the ocean.
Gotcha.
When I was 7, sure, I was. Since then, I've developed a healthy fear of the ocean, and it really came to light for me when I went to Hawaii, because I don't go to the ocean that often. I think that might have been, like, the second time I'd gone, mm-hmm. is when we were in Hawaii. And my family, like, bought snorkels, because we were just gonna, like, snorkel around the beach. Well, not, like, on the beach, obviously. But, like, we were just gonna snorkel kind of close to the shore in Hawaii, and it was, like, gonna be super cool. And I went to snorkel, immediately hit my knee on something, it started bleeding, I was sure animals were gonna come for me, and I blasted out of there. And then, I mean, like, I like walking around, like, where the water is, like, hitting on the beach. That's about the most I can do.
Really?
Because the idea of animals in the ocean scares the crap out of me. And, like, I can do lakes. Like, I can get in a lake, and I know there's fish in there. But there's something about, like, ocean animals that I'm, like, I'm afraid I'm gonna, like, step on something. I don't like the feeling of, like, seaweed or, like, plants. And it's all because I can't see it.
Yeah.
Like, if I could see down, I don't think it would freak me out as much. But just, like, taking a step and not knowing what I'm going to feel on my foot.
Yeah.
I hate.
Yeah. I actually just went to the Gulf. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some instances when one of my friends, like, stepped on something and they all ran out, and then I immediately bolted out of there when I heard that. And then a little bit later, I was in the ocean, also stepped on, like, slimy something. And I was like, oh!
I hate.
Ran out of there. A funny, like, side note of also being in the ocean at that time, like I said, I love being thrown in the air. That is still a thing that I love. And so my friends Grace and Sam were, like, launching me up into the air, but we were getting ready for this wave to come, and it was, like, a massive wave, but they just launched me right into it as it was crashing.
Oh my god.
So I literally just, like, face planted into this wave as it's, like, crashing down. I get, like, wrapped up in it. I was also not in the proper swim attire. It was the day that I chose to wear, like, my stringy bathing suit. So I needed to cover some things up super fast.
Oh, that's so funny.
But.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
Me neither.
I
was really curious. I was, like, writing the questions, and I was like, I don't think we've ever talked about cruises.
Cruises.
Makes sense now.
Would you want to go on one?
My family has talked about going on an Alaskan cruise for years because my grandma really wants to go. And I think my mom's also interested. But we do it to, like, see the whales when they're migrating.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we've been talking about it for years and it hasn't happened. Yeah. So, I don't know about that one.
I don't know how I feel about them. I feel like I'd rather just go. I don't know. I'd rather. The only cruise that I could see, like, enjoying would be, like, something in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
like a Mediterranean. One,
but then at the same time, I'm like, I'd rather just go by foot.
That's so true.
And then, like, go to the beaches and things like that. Also, I don't know how well I'd be able to sleep. Like, it sounds not like something I would enjoy.
I think I might actually have a phobia of the ocean. Now that I'm really thinking about it, because, like, the idea of being on a boat in the middle of the water and, like, looking around in every direction and not seeing land makes me want to throw up. Like, that to me is so scary. And it's just, like, it's so deep. and expansive. And so, like, I mean...
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't, like, necessarily hate that aspect of it, but, like, I just can't get over, like, I'm just, like, why simply be in the middle of the ocean? Like, why?
I don't know.
Like, why go on cruise to be in the middle of ocean? Go visit place.
I hear you.
Like, I just, I don't know. I get they got shuffleboard and stuff, but.
Yeah. I feel like it's, I don't know. I don't, I mean, I guess, like, for the Alaskan thing, like, if your intent is to see something in the water, sure.
Yeah.
But if I'm not on a cruise to see something in the water, and I see something in the water, I'm throwing up.
Yeah.
Period.
I've also never been, like, I don't know if I get seasick or not. I've never been, like, deep sea boat.
So, kind of on that, I guess you kind of answered it, but do you think the ocean is creepy?
Yes, I do. For sure. There's so many things in there that we don't know. We don't know how deep it is. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Also, it's, like, I can't even imagine, like, like, how dark it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's simply animals living in that darkness. I'm terrified.
Yeah. I can't remember if I talked about this on the podcast. Over Christmas break, I got on a weird science kick. I watched part of a documentary called Cosmos. It's from Nat Geographic. And I was learning about space. I watched... Everything was part... I didn't finish anything. I never could commit to mm-hmm. it. I watched part of a documentary about an excavation in Egypt, which I guess is more like social studies, but it's like kind of science. And I also went into a deep, dark rabbit hole of like scary sea creature YouTube videos and like scary facts about the ocean. 4 creatures you never want to encounter in the ocean. 30 extinct animals from the ocean that you'll be glad aren't around anymore. All videos like that. Every time I saw one, I couldn't help myself. I had to click on it.
Yeah.
I
was like,
yes, give me that. I knew the ocean scared me beforehand. But oh my gosh. Some of these things. I'm sorry, but even like thinking about like the blue whale. Why does anything need to be that big?
Yeah.
It doesn't?
Mm-mm.
Also, it's like, oh, they don't eat people. But they could.
Yeah.
They could on accident. I could be a krill. They don't know the difference. It's so icky how big things are in the ocean. How the predators are so predatory. How things live at the bottom and are, like, completely colorless and blind. And so many things in the ocean, I'm like, why? What's the reason? But also, apparently, there's, like, bacteria and stuff at the bottom of the ocean that could be really good for medicines.
Oh.
So, science keeps sciencing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My next question is, do you want me to quiz you on some ocean facts?
No.
Nina. If you don't get that, there's... I think it's... Is the video that he's reacting to from Jubilee or The Cut?
The Cut.
So there's a video from The Cut where, like, people... They have to, like, pick one of 7 people to give, like, $1,000. And... This one girl on the show, she is obnoxious, but she gets voted off. And so when they're trying to decide a way for the next person to get voted out, the girl who's, like, super annoying, she goes, do you want me to quiz you on ocean facts? And so while my question is intended partially as a joke, I do have ocean facts to quiz you on.
I'm ready.
So my first trivia question for you is, what is the deepest part of the ocean, and how deep is it, at least that we know of?
What do you mean by what is?
What's it called?
Oh, the deep ocean.
No, what is it called?
I really don't know. The
abyss. The abyss is what I'm going with.
And how deep do you think the abyss is?
I'm so bad at, like, thinking about, like, heights.
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying in feet?
Yes, it's in feet.
Oh, my God.
My measurement is
100,000 feet.
So the deepest part of the ocean is called the Challenger Deep.
Okay.
And it is 35,876 feet deep.
Okay.
To put that in some perspective, and this doesn't help at all because, like, it's one of those things where I can't imagine these numbers.
Yeah.
But that depth is 13.1 Burj Khalifa's, which is the tallest building in the world.
Okay, I was like, what the
fuck? Or 6,522 of me stacked.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's some good math that you did there.
Thank you. I did pull up a calculator for that one. I did not trust myself to divide 5-digit numbers.
Yeah.
So, could I? With some time and some pen and paper, yeah. But not in my head. Okay. Next question.
Yes.
According to BuzzFeed, approximately how many shipwrecks are on the bottom of the ocean?
At least two.
I can also make this multiple choice if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Okay. I am coming up with numbers off the top of my head. Okay. A, 30,000. B, 1,000,000. C, 3,000,000. D, 5.5 million.
In my head, when you said 1,000,000, I was like, no way. And then they just gave me a figure, so now I really don't. What was the first one? 30,000?
Yeah.
You went from 30,000 to 1,000,000 to...
to 3 million to 5.5 million.
Okay. Shipwrecks. What constitutes a shipwreck? Like any boat or like a ship?
Just shipwreckage.
I'm going with the 3 million.
That is correct.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The rest of those numbers I pulled out of my butt.
I can't imagine that. No. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense.
No, because in my head, that should cover the entire seafloor. 3 million?
But, like, when you think about, like, people, how many people there are, and, like, how many boats and ships people have, like, been on ever, and, like, yeah, all of those, I'm not thinking about space. I'm just thinking about...
just, like, the amount of shipwrecks that there are.
Yeah.
It still, like, seems like a lot. But, yeah, I mean...
it does. But also, like, I feel like there probably was a lot of shipwrecks back in the day.
Yeah, but back in the day, there weren't as many people.
Yeah, that's true.
But I bet we're using, like, the same amount of ships. Because we don't use ships to, like, travel, really, anymore.
No.
Although we do use them to transport cargo.
But also, you don't hear about, like, a bunch of, like, that's why I was asking, like, do you mean, like, because, like, you don't hear about, like, in, unless it's, like, local, I feel like you wouldn't really hear about, like, a boat disappearing, you know what I mean? Or, like, sinking. Yeah. You hear about, like, cruise ships, like, and, like, or, like, massive cargo ships, like, sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't really heard about much of those. So, I don't know.
Next question. How much of the world's oceans have been explored in a percentage?
Oh, I know that it's, like, a very small amount. I'm going to go with 25%.
No. I confused myself because the way I worded this question does not super match up with my answer. So it would be less than 20%.
Oh, okay.
because more than 80% of the ocean has never been mapped, explored, or seen by humans.
How do we know?
National Geographic said so.
But how do they know, like, if we haven't explored it, that there's 80% more?
Science.
That's wild.
Yeah.
If we haven't mapped.
A far greater percentage of the surfaces of the moon and the planet Mars have been mapped and studied than our own ocean floor.
Yeah, I think that's wild.
It is.
Because, like, we live here.
That's our planet.
Yeah.
We know the aliens' planets better than ours.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. How many ocean species do scientists currently know of?
Can I get some multiple choice on this?
Yes. Okay. Let me come up with my numbers. Okay. A. Around 140,000. B. Around 226,000. C. Around 336,000. Or D. Five.
Five? Gotta be D.
I kind of gave up when I got to D. I was going to say 500,000, and I was like, rah.
I thought you were just going to say 5 million. gotta be honest. I don't quite remember the numbers, but I'm going to go with B.
You're right.
Yeah!
Let's go! So currently, scientists know of around 226,000 ocean species. It could be that more than 90% of the ocean species are still undiscovered, with some scientists estimating that there are anywhere between a few hundred thousand and a few million more to be discovered.
That's wild.
Yeah. I hate it. Like it's cool, but how?
Yeah.
How is the ocean that big?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. I can't understand. It is like space. Where, like, if I sit and think about it, I'll never be able to comprehend it. Because it's too big for my little pea brain to understand. It also is one of those things that, like, I think I need to start, like, when I'm trying to put things in perspective, be like, but think about how big the ocean is. I did this with space over Christmas break when I was on my space kick. I was like, we're a small dot on a small dot in a small dot surrounded by small dots in space. My problems are minuscule.
I can't think about space.
Bruh. It's... Space. Which is the last frontier? Space or the ocean?
Space.
You'd think. But we're not apparently making any progress on this
we're
ocean.
We're not, but space is literally infinite.
Yeah, I can't with space.
Cannot with space.
Okay. And then, for funsies, I just wanted to say that my fave ocean fact is that James Cameron, the director of Titanic, was one of, like, three expeditions ever to the bottom of the Mariana Trench. He is one of the only people ever to have gone to the bottom of the Mariana Trench, and it's James Cameron.
Just because he directed the Titanic?
I don't know. I don't know why he did it. But when I was on my little YouTube kick, that...
Who were the other people?
They weren't famous directors. They were just people. Yeah, they were scientists. But, like, they don't like to do a lot of man-missioned things to the bottom of the trench. Because it's creepy. And dangerous. But they said, James Cameron, you want to go?
No. I can't think about, like, submarines or, like, being deep underwater. That sounds like the worst thing ever.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd rather be, like, deep underwater or in a spaceship. Neither are appealing.
Neither sounds good. But yes, the ocean is scary. I'm answering my question from earlier. And I'd just like to draw your attention to some ocean mysteries. The Bermuda Triangle. What is it? What's going on there? That's kind of scary. And that is the ocean.
People, is that actually real?
The Bermuda Triangle?
No, I know that the Bermuda Triangle is real, but, like, people, like, disappearing and stuff.
If you're not very fun, you could say that, like, it's just as likely that you go missing there as anywhere else. But if you're super swag, you buy into it. And you're scared of that area. I remember there was an episode, I think, of The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, there was.
Not Suite Life, The Suite Life on Deck.
Yeah.
And they went through the... That... The other episode I don't think I'll ever forget is the episode when they, like, go over the international date line. And so it's, like, a Groundhog Day
thing. Yeah.
I loved that episode.
There's some good episodes.
Another ocean mystery. Atlantis. Is it real? Do mermaids exist? They could.
Mermaids do exist.
I feel like, yeah. Because
if there are so many species that, yeah.
Exactly. Mermaids are real. And they built Atlantis.
Yes.
Sea monsters. I was thinking about myths today. Because as a Percy Jackson stan, I know that in Sea of Monsters, they have the, like, one monster that was, like, up in the cave and was coming down to eat people. But then there was the massive swirly ocean teeth monster that, in the movie, ate all of them. But in the book, I think just ate Tyson. I think they're all based on real things.
Yeah.
Is my thing. And, like, I was reading that, like, the Kraken could be based on, like, the giant squid.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, that's scarier, though. Because I'm like,
it's real.
Yeah. These sea monsters.
Well, like, river monsters exist. You ever seen that show?
No.
There's a show called River Monsters.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true. Because, like, Gars, that's a river monster. And it's also in Bass Pro. So, yeah. Lots of things we don't know about the ocean. Lots of mysteries. I feel like things disappear over the ocean all the time.
Yeah.
Because isn't that where the missing Malaysia flight, like, it was over the ocean?
Yeah.
And they never found it. And they scoured that part of the ocean.
Am I so incorrect about... Didn't Amelia Earhart also...
Yes, she was doing a, like, transatlantic flight or something. And that's where she went missing during that.
Yeah.
So, moral of the story, don't go to the beach. Don't go to the ocean. Don't get in it.
Just go shallow.
Yeah. Just right up on that water. Up to your knees, nothing more.
Oh, I mean, I go a little bit deeper than that.
I commend you. I'm a
seasoned pro.
Mm-hmm. It's because I'm a lake gal.
Yeah.
I'm not used to the ocean.
Yeah.
But that's all I had prepared for you today, Katie. I hope you enjoyed that little ocean talk.
I did. I especially enjoyed my quiz.
Yeah. It was... This episode was educational.
It was.
So... Oh my gosh. Real quick. I got wrecked at my spring break trip because people were looking at our podcast and someone on the trip goes, why are you guys labeled as comedy? And I was like, I don't know, because we didn't know what else to label it. And so I went through and read all of the other ones and, like, nothing really fits because I feel like just, like, chat is, like, would be the best category for us, but that's not an option. So we'll switch to educational after today.
Really?
No.
Okay. Just say, I feel like we lean more comedy. I don't know what we lean.
I think we're funny.
I think we're the funniest people there are.
Yeah, so we are. We're a comedy podcast.
I agree. Next time. Next time on this comedy podcast, we are going to talk about...
Yeah, so true.
We're going to talk about comedy.
Yes!
And I mean that sincerely.
Perfect.
Make sure to tune in and you will see what that means.
Thank you for listening to the Different States of Mind podcast.
Be sure to tune in every Friday for new episodes.
And as always, remember to be open to whatever comes next.
See you next week.